Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 50. Often a way to remove oneself from worries about material things is to concern yourself about your spiritual growth. When you worry about forgetting your Torah knowledge, for example, that'll encourage you to review what you have studied, and it'll decrease the concept of worrying about material matters. One wise man said that my worrying about my failings in serving you properly, he tells Hashem, removes me from all other worries. The Meiri brings that down, that concept. My worrying, you tell Hashem, my worrying about my failings in serving you properly removes from me all other worries. The Chofetz Chaim was known to say that people worry that they may not have with what to live. They should rather worry that they won't have with what to die, meaning what they'll bring along to the next world. The Chofetz Chaim stressed that a person who worries about spiritual matters, they no longer worry about material matters. Every person will find things to worry about, but fortunate is the person who worries about other people, and he'll be free of personal worries. So altruistic worrying about the welfare of others may cause you some pain, but unlike personal worries, it won't destroy the essence of the quality of life, because you're helping people. The Melchizedek brings down that a person who places their main focus on their spiritual growth will not worry about material matters. He wants material goods for their function as tools for spiritual needs. He therefore feels assured that he will be supplied with whatever he needs to meet his spiritual needs. If he lacks something, he realizes that he doesn't have a spiritual need for it. If he needed it, Hashem would have given it to him. The most prevalent illness in our generation is excessive anxiety. It's a subject that's been dealt with at length by philosophers, psychologists of modern times. Anxiety flourishes where there's a lack of emunah. And emunah and betachin decreases anxiety. Hashem is the source of my salvation, and I won't be afraid. If a person internalizes the awareness that all what Hashem does is for good, he will not worry. The story is told of a poor man who devotes his life to Torah study, and he lived a life of poverty, but he was always happy. One day at noon, he began to cry because he feared that he made a blessing in vain, like a bracha levatala. During the morning services, he recited a blessing of Sha'asali Kol Tzarki, but on that day, he had not yet eaten yet, and he had no money to buy food. Then he realized that poverty itself was his specific need. That was his life's challenge, to see if he would live properly and righteously amid his difficulties. Again, these are high levels, and it takes a lot of hard work, but we work through it. Sometimes we do need professional help. People who have serious anxiety, serious worry issues, they need to get professional medical help for it. But together with that, the betachin, the trust in Hashem, breeds a certain level of menuchas hanefesh. Anyone who does their best to internalize trust in Hashem, they will be free of worries. A person with complete belief in Hashem does not fear any outside source. He realizes nothing has their own existence. Hashem created everything anew every second, and the only thing to fear is Hashem. Rabbi Shachofal Hirsch, in his Pirush on Tehillim Perek Lamed, Zayin Pasuk Yud Zayin, says that ponder how much an evildoer needs to feel happy and how many supporters are necessary to sustain this happiness. Each support is so unstable, he is never free from worry. He must always be alert to find means of preserving his happiness. He must constantly seek new buttresses, new fortresses, to sustain supports that have worn out. But a righteous man needs only one support to sustain him, the Almighty Himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all he needs. The Ali Shur, Rabbi Wolva, brings down that betachin calms a person from fears and worries that arise in each and every person's mind. A person who lives with betachin is aware that there's no such thing as accidents. He knows that whatever happens to him is purposeful. Betachin does not mean that we assume everything will be all right, and we don't know how things will turn out exactly, but whatever occurs is for our ultimate good, and we have the ability to withstand any test, and we work through it, we'll actually feel that betachin, and it'll have effect, a positive effect on our emotions. When we have a difficult situation, or even a dangerous situation, it's to keep bring us closer to Hashem. We use that event to elevate ourselves to become closer to Hashem. And in times of danger, the idea is don't just go beteva. Pay attention to it and learn from it. Dar Yecheskel, which is in the Mechtavim, that's the letters of Yecheskel Levenstein, says that you plan ahead carefully before taking any major action, but one with true betachin won't worry. It won't worry. Another different ways to alleviate worry is about thinking about other things. That's one idea. Yesich daitev mimenu. Remove your mind and think about other things. The second etza is yashichena. Talk your worries over with other people. By talking out your heart to someone, you will frequently feel a lot better. So the first step is try to overcome it by not focusing on the worrisome thoughts to begin with. But if that's too difficult, share those worrisome thoughts with someone else. Sometimes a competent counselor may be able to give good advice. Even if they don't make practical suggestions, the fact that he's listening to you will alleviate a lot of the painful feelings that you have. A person who tends to worry should make every effort to find a trustworthy person with whom he can confide or she can confide to remove that worry from you. Keep your mind occupied with Torah thoughts. That also is a way to free you of worrisome thoughts. The Makar of that is brought down in Avos Rav Nosson, Perek Chaf, Mishnah Aleph. Also, to fill your mind with pleasant and positive thoughts. And you'll greatly minimize worry by doing so. Write it. Write a list of positive thoughts that you can review frequently. Write as long as list as possible. Reread it over again and again. Sometimes when someone has excessive worry or anxiety, they need a medical checkup. Sometimes there's an illness there. Sometimes there's a hormonal issue. Sometimes there's fatigue. Sometimes it's a physical problem, lack of sleep, other things that could cause anxiety, could cause depression. Victor Miller, well-known, he tried this with many, many Bachram who was down, run down, and seemed anxious, depressed, lethargic. And he made a regimen with them that they should eat 3 healthy square meals a day, get adequate sleep and rest, and they were like new people. In certain situations, it's usual for people to worry. And sometimes you need to know other people are just as nervous as you are. They may not show it, but they're nervous. That could help you when you share that. Discussing your worries with someone in a similar situation could help. For example, many young people feel anxiety even trying to get married, but when they're engaged, they're going to get married, they have anxiety. And you have second thoughts about the compatibility of the person that you've decided to marry. These are worries that are normal, new finances, emotional responsibilities. And many young people mistakenly believe that almost all other engaged couples are extremely happy, high in the sky, and they don't have any doubts and they don't have any fears. But the reality is that many, many, many engaged people find this period stressful. And the fact that it's common and it's something that a lot of people deal with can help calm the person. The sharing of that vulnerability of knowing you're not alone could calm a person. Sometimes a person is obsessed with certain worries in their mind. So you designate time to work on that problem, but not worry about it the whole day. Set about specific time slots to think of this matter. And that's it. That is the idea. the talking about the 13 animamas could help you. Saying psuke betochin could certainly help you remove daigas, remove worries from your heart. So psuke betochin decreases anxiety. It says that someone trusts in Hashem, does not worry. This that we say in Havdalah, Hine Kael Yeshuasi is the God of my salvation. Eftach, I will have faith in you, V'lo Yefchad, and I won't be fearful. Elakim Lanu Machseva Oiz. Hashem is to us a fortress, a strength. Ezra B'tzaris helps us in misfortune. Nimtza Ma'oi, he's found, exceedingly he's found. Alkin, therefore, because Hashem is with me, Loi Nira, I won't be afraid. Bahamir Aretz, when the earth changes. Or when mountains move in the hearts of the sea. There's no fear. There's no fear because Hashem is with me. Loi Ira Ra Ki Hati Imadi. The more we work on that Amunah, and the more it's dug deep in our hearts, the less we will worry, and Hashem may Hashem cure all of us from all our unhealthy worries, and we should all should serve Hashem with Menuchas HaNefesh and with Yishav Adas. Bracha Natzlacha.